This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, time for a change of pace, huh? Darth Vader is coming to L.A., and he is bringing some art with him. Los Angeles has been chosen as the future home of the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art. George Lucas, that is, and his wife, Melody Hobson. The billion-dollar museum that the couple is paying for is going to include what are described as works of visual storytelling, everything from Norman Rockwell paintings to film ephemera like, of course, the original Darth Vader mask. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that story.
George Lucas delivered some good news to L.A. this week.
The Force will be with you.
Economic force, that is. The Lucas people say the planned museum will bring 1,500 new construction jobs and about 350 permanent jobs to L.A. But that's not all. Michael Govan is head of the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. He expects the Lucas Museum will also have a big multiplier effect, generating tourism and fueling business at hotels and restaurants.
You can measure it in the many tens of millions, even annually, in terms of what museums do here all the time. So having another museum is huge for the local economy.
Economist Stephen Shepard at Williams College has studied the economic impacts of museums. He says they typically boost the property values in the residential areas near them by about 30%.
What you have is an attractive building, usually nice campus-like setting, and generally people like living near those things.
Los Angeles Times architecture critic Christopher Hawthorne says that bump in housing values could play out in residential areas to the west of the planned museum. Hawthorne says even though this is not just a Star Wars museum, it'll include a wide range of artworks, the architecture plans do look kind of futuristic and Star Wars-y. And it is the Star Wars stuff that will likely bring in a lot of visitors.
It will, as soon as it opens, draw significant crowds just because of the Star Wars collection.
Whether it hangs together as a museum collection, he says, remains to be seen. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.